The primary election is almost here. Vote centers will be open May 7th from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Make your vote count. Visit vote.indy.gov for more information. This message was paid for by the Marion County Election Board.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Network Indiana's Indiana Sports Talk. It's brought to you by Indiana Donor Network. I'm Bob Lovell, and we're glad you're with us on a championship Saturday night. We have a lot of basketball to talk about. The man who's going to shepherd you through the night, though, with all those scores, he's the star of our show. It's Nathaniel Finch.
It's a pleasure to be with you from downtown Indianapolis with Corbin Lingenfelter. I am Nathaniel Finch, and you mentioned it, Coach, a championship Saturday. We have got plenty to talk about. Obviously, the Pacers just got a win. Purdue lost today. Trine, Division III champions. But first, let's get right into the scores you're looking for. We have nearly all of the high school basketball semi-state scores, and let's get those for you right now. In 4A, we know the two teams who will play in 2 weeks from now. Fishers defeat Fort Wayne 69-61 after both teams, of course, won their early game. Fishers and the Tigers headed to the 4A state title, and they will play Ben Davis, who defeats Jeffersonville, get this, 52-51. What a game this after Jeffersonville defeated Lawrence North by 2 earlier in the afternoon. As far as Class 3A goes, Scottsburg defeats Garand Catholic 70-54, the final there. They will play either South Bend St. Joseph or Delta. That game, we should get the score here any moment in the 3A class. Then over to Class 2A, Wapahani wins 60-49 over Fort Wayne Blackhawk, and Brownston Central wins 66-56 over Park Heritage. Finally, Bethesda Christian 63, Bar Reeve 38, and 1A. They'll play either Fort Wayne, Canterbury, or Liberty Christian.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm Bob Lovell. This is Indiana Sports Talk. We need to go immediately to the man himself, Paul Corsaro, the head coach at the University of Indianapolis in the NCAA Division II Regionals today. They beat William Jewell 71-65, reversing a loss to William Jewell in the GLVC tournament. Coach, thanks for the call, and congratulations on this great win. First postseason win for you guys in a number of years, so congratulations.
Thank you. It was a great win for our guys. And, Coach, I have to apologize. I was supposed to call in last night to preview today, and I was feeding my seven-week-old son a bottle, and I lost track of the time. So I do apologize for that.
Well, our ratings were in the tank last night, so we're hopeful. I'm hopeful that I get rehired for next week, but everything is good. So your guys, you had a lot to prove. Number one, you're hosting. Number two, you're in a tournament. And number three, these guys just beat you not long ago. So there's a lot going on in this game.
Yeah, I give my staff a lot of credit. They had some really good ideas in terms of, things we could definitely do different defensively from last game, and then specific ways we scored on them. So we kind of tweaked a lot of our sets and our motion to expose one or two things that we felt like they were weak in. They did a great job with the scout. We put our heads together, and then our guys, they just wanted it more. The first 4 or 5 minutes of the game, we had 3, 4, or 5 guys diving on the floor for loose balls, winning the 50-50s, and that really set the tone for us.
Absolutely. And so what's the difference down the stretch? What's the difference in the win tonight?
We kept our matchups. We did a lot of switching last game, which has been good for us all year. But their particular personnel versus ours just wasn't the right team to do that against. So we did. We kept our matchups tonight. And I think our guys did a lot of job, nice job of winning their ones defensively. And then what we really did a great job of was protecting the basketball. We didn't we finished most every possession with a shot. We didn't have any of those pick six turnovers where it turns into layups. NCAA tournament play is a lot about just possession basketball and executing in the half court, and I thought we did that tonight.
Well, yeah, game shortens when you're in tournament. Everybody gets a little bit nervous about turning it over. But to do what you did defensively, hey, it's not easy to be a team that switches a lot and then turn around in a game of this magnitude and not switch. That's not an easy thing to do. And so tremendous job by your kids, for heaven's sakes.
Yeah, they did a great job. They're really in tune to, what we were doing all week. We just got a great group. Really proud of them. We had a great crowd tonight. Anybody who's listening, please come out. We play again tomorrow night at 7:30 against Ferris State. I thought we had great local support from the Indy community, and I'd love to see that again tomorrow.
All right, Fair State is your opponent. You did not play them in regular season, did you?
No, I've never played them since I've been head coach here. When I was an assistant here about 7 or 8 years ago, we played them in the NCAA tournament in the second round, rings a bell. And that was at Wisconsin Parkside. They were the host. They got us 91-88. So that's the last time we played Ferris State, and they're a really good team. We're going to have to rebound the ball really well. They're big and physical like us, and I think it's just going to be a game that's won on the glass.
Well, I'll send you love. I'll send you mojo, because the last two times my IUPUI teams played them, we beat them. Just I'm sending you that mojo, just so you know. So who plays well? Let's brag about some of these kids.
Jarvis Walker had 23 points, transferred from Purdue Fort Wayne. Really shot 10 of 16 from the field. Just, you know, he was lights out. I saw our big fellow off the bench. In 16 minutes, our 7-footer from Germany, Julian Steinfeld, had 8.7 rebounds and 2 blocks in 16 minutes. So just unbelievable energy off the bench.
Right. Yikes. Some would ask why the coach didn't play him more minutes.
Yeah, you know, when you have an All-American at the other big spot, you just got to try to balance it out. But hey, good problems to have, right? So
that's exactly right. I'm just trying to lighten the mood here. All right, so now you are on your way to a film session, correct? And I'm fine with that. I appreciate you giving me this time. But tomorrow, you Indy, you need to be there. Be at the game. They're taking on Ferris State in the second round of the NCAA Division II Regionals tonight. They beat William Jewell 71-65. Paul Corsaro, Paul, you know I love you. You know I love everything you do. Good luck tomorrow. And give my best to the Bingham family. Tell them I'm thinking about them. I'm thinking about all of you. And good luck tomorrow.
Thanks, Coach. You're my guy. I appreciate it. See you.
You're welcome. Thank you. There you go. And in fairness, I'm surrounded by you Indy guys. Everywhere I go on this show, you Indy guys. Short break. We'll come back and talk more basketball on a great, great night of basketball. This is Indiana Sports Talk. Welcome back, everyone. This is Indiana Sports Talk. It's brought to you by Indiana Donor Network. College basketball today, Purdue losing to Wisconsin in the Big Ten tournament, 76-75, the final. The voice of the Boilermakers, Rob Blackman, joins me. Rob, thank you so much for the call. I know it's a disappointing day for everyone. As a basketball fan, it was a fun game to watch, but I know it's disappointing for everybody involved.
Yeah, certainly disappointing, Bob, but I got to tell you, and I don't, it's probably not fair for me to speak for the team or the coaches, but I will. I don't think that this group is overly upset about the fact that we got to come home a day early. We are back in Lafayette, an extra day of rest, and a chance to get ready for the NCAA tournament, which, of course, is what this team has been talking about since way back in October. So, yeah, you hate to lose that game, but you are still the Big Ten regular season champions, and you know you have bigger fish to fry. So, with that, we'll see if Purdue can maybe erase some demons from that NCAA tournament from last year.
Yeah, and you know me, having spent 20 plus years in the midst of it all, you can't get too high or too low after a win or a loss. The world is not coming to an end because you lost to Wisconsin today. It's just, you know, quite frankly, it's just another game, to be honest. And so, you know, I understand exactly what you're saying. But disappointing, though, that when you needed to make some plays, and what was disappointing to me as a fan of basketball, they just, you know, defensively, they just weren't able to lock up the dribble penetration as with Hepburn especially. They just weren't able to control him.
Yeah, not yeah, especially at the end of the game when he really kind of took over. And I tell you what, he was, man, was he good today. Hepburn,
yeah, he was.
First two regular season games, you know, we played him two regular season games this year. And to be very honest, he was not very good in either of those two games. But, man, he brought it today, and he was a high-level player. But I would agree, you know, when Purdue needed some defensive stops there at the end, to seal the deal. I mean, you come up with just one stop either at the end of regulation
or
overtime, you know, you win that game, and Purdue was not able to do that. So that was certainly disappointing. You know, look, I it's not fair for me to speak for the team. Purdue looked to me like a ball club that was just kind of going through the motions for about the first 35 minutes, and then when the game was close at the end, they're like, yeah, okay, well, you know, we'll crank it up a little bit here, see if we can win. We get to overtime, don't win. You're like, oh well, that was fun. Like I said, let's get ready for the NCAA tournament. I know the fans maybe don't want to hear that, but this team really does have bigger aspirations than winning the Big Ten tournament. And look, at the end of the day, this is only the fourth loss of the season, and all four of the losses have come to teams that play in the Big Ten. So you haven't lost a single game out of conference all year, so I think you feel pretty good about that. And to be fair to Wisconsin, even though Purdue did beat them twice already this season, both of those games were very closely played. So either one of those games in the first two could have gone the way of the Badgers. So they just so happened to get this one in the tournament. So well-played three-game series between these two teams all year long. And Purdue got two of them, and Wisconsin got one of them.
Right.
And congratulations to the Badgers because they earned it today.
Nobody knows you better than your conference opponents, and nobody prepares better than your conference opponents. And so a team that's going to have to play you is going to have maybe 2 or 3 days to prepare for you in the tournament. I like their odds.
Yeah, and you know, think about this from an emotional standpoint. Wisconsin, they're not only a very talented team, but they're a prideful team, and they certainly did not want to lose to Purdue three times in the same season.
Sure.
So they had some extra motivation coming into this game, and quite frankly, Purdue did not. Now, I'm not saying that's an excuse, but you certainly understand why Wisconsin had a little bit more juice, especially early in the game. And, you know, remember, Zach Edey had two fouls 2 minutes into the ballgame. That did not help. That's for sure.
No. Hey, Rob, can you hang on through this scoreboard update?
Yeah, sure, absolutely.
Perfect. All right, we'll come back, talk more Purdue basketball with Rob Blackman on Indiana Sports Talk.
I'm Nathaniel Finch with this Network Indiana scoreboard update. Let's start with semi-state basketball. We know the matchups for most of the games that we'll see in 2 weeks. The IHSAA state finals taking place in a couple weeks from now. In 4A, it'll be Fishers taking on the defending champs, Ben Davis. Fishers won 69-61 over Fort Wayne Wayne today, while Ben Davis defeated Jeffersonville by a penny. That score, 52-51. The other matchup that is currently set in stone, it's the 2A matchup. Wapahani will take on Brownstown Central in 2 weeks from now. That, of course, after Wapahani defeated Fort Wayne Blackhawk. It took an extra period, 60-49 in OT. We had just two overtime games so far today. And then at Southport, it was Brownstown Central, 66-56 winners over Park Heritage. In 3A, we know Scottsburg will be there next in 2 weeks. They defeated Guerin Catholic 70-54 today, and they will play either South Bend St. Joseph or Delta. And then finally, in 1A, Bethesda Christian will represent the games that took place tonight at the Hatchet House. They won 63-38 over Bar Reeve. They will play either Liberty Christian or Fort Wayne Canterbury. That game's still going on. We'll get you those scores as soon as possible. You're talking to the Purdue Radio Network's Rob Blackman. That final score today, 76-75. Wisconsin gets the win, but it was a day that Purdue's Zach Edey passed Rick Mount, the all-time leading scorer in the history of Purdue basketball. Let's get back to that conversation here shortly with this Network Indiana scoreboard update. I'm Nathaniel Finch.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Indiana Sports Talk, brought to you by Indiana Donor Network. Rob Blackman from the Purdue Radio Network rejoins us. Boilers lose to Wisconsin earlier today. All right, we talked about it earlier, but now you got some time to heal. This is a banged-up group. I mean, you know, Braden Smith banged up a little bit. Zach Edey, I know, has got to be worn out from everybody hanging on him and beating him up every game. So, you know, it's you want to win, but maybe this does give you some time to heal psychologically. Logically and physically.
Yeah, and maybe you said that well. Psychologically is maybe more important right now for this team than physically. Although, you know, it was nice to see Braden Smith play 30-plus minutes today with that strained calf muscle. When he was injured yesterday against Michigan State, I know a whole lot of Purdue fans, including me, were holding our breath there for a few minutes. But nice to see him back and playing at a high level. He admitted after the game he was probably about 80% or so. Wouldn't be bad for him to get an extra couple days of rest. I know Zach Edey, both of his ankles have been a little sore the last handful of days. So, yeah, you know, physically, sure, why not? Get rested up. I will tell you this, Bob, even though Purdue loses the game today and goes 1-1 in the tournament, there still were some really positive things that happened. The main positive thing, I believe, that happened is Miles Colvin, the freshman from Indianapolis, got to play some major minutes these last 2 days and really held his own. You know, he's a guy that had played sporadically this season, sometimes in the rotation, sometimes he would go two or three games with not even touching the floor, never getting off of the bench. But his number was called frequently over these last 2 days, and he really he answered the bell. So, man, you can't be deep enough when you go into the month of March in the NCAA tournament. So that's just one more weapon for Purdue at their disposal. So that was certainly a really positive thing that happened. And I would also add the fact that while Purdue wasn't great shooting the ball as a team these last 2 days, Fletcher Lawyer has been great shooting the ball these last couple of days. The month of March, Fletcher Lawyer coming into this game today was shooting 75% from three. Let me say that again.
Wow.
75% from three in the month of March.
Right.
And he doesn't look to be cooling off anytime soon. So there certainly were positive things that happened the last couple of days. Probably, I know this sounds crazy to say, maybe the most positive thing of all was losing this game today, getting to come home early. Because, look, if Purdue plays tomorrow, win or lose, Purdue's not getting home till midnight or so Sunday night from Minneapolis. And then you got to turn around and get ready to play your NCAA tournament game. So, you know, instead, here it is, you and I are talking 9 o'clock in the Eastern time zone, almost 10 o'clock, and Purdue's already home and back in their dorms and their apartments. So maybe not all bad that Purdue lost this game today. And, look, Purdue's already a number one seed. Nothing that could have happened to them today was going to affect their seeding for the NCAA tournament. So, again, when it's all said and done, hey, hated losing a ball game, but it's not like you don't still have some positive things that have come from this.
Rob Blackman, the voice of the Boilers. Boilers lose to Wisconsin, waiting tomorrow, awaiting the selection or the tournament committee's decisions tomorrow. Rob, be safe. Thanks so much for the call.
All right, Bob. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Thank you. Semi-state action today at Newcastle. Ben Davis wins it 52-51 over Jeffersonville from the ISC Sports Network. Greg Rakestraw on the call of those games. What a great, great day of basketball at Newcastle, Greg.
It always is. And Ben Davis may think about moving their home games here, given how well they have played in this facility the last couple of years. They won 4 games in that building last year, the Hall of Fame Classic in the semi-state. But frankly, Jeffersonville gave them fits, and that was the closest game of the 6 that Ben Davis has played in that field house the last couple of years. Ben Davis was trailing by 6 late in the fourth quarter, did just enough, picked up their defensive pressure, got a couple of key steals, took a lead with 7 seconds left to play on a KJ Windham free throw, and Mark Zachary, a game-winning block of the potential game-winning three-point shot by Jeffersonville. Ben Davis wins their 13th consecutive postseason game. They open the season by playing Fishers on November the 21st. They will finish the season playing Fishers on March 30th for the 4A state championship game.
the irony is not lost on anybody of that. You saw great athletes, great coaching, great teams. It's really one of those things where possession here, possession there, Jeffersonville comes up with a win. It's just that closely played throughout the night.
Well, first of all, I want to compliment Jeffersonville on a fantastic season. And they finished 20-8, but I talked about this during the pairing show that obviously you and I did together in February. But over the last week or so, Jeffersonville played a statewide schedule to make themselves ready for today. They played at Cathedral. They played at Center Grove. They played at Kokomo. They played in their holiday tournament. They played in Fisher's holiday tournament to get themselves battle-tested for today. They beat Lawrence North. Not many folks outside of Clark County gave them a chance to beat Lawrence North, and they did. And they led Ben Davis for most of this game. Jeffersonville played primarily zone. They did as good of a job as slowing down Mark Zachary as seemingly anybody has done all year. He still finished the game with 15 points. KJ Windham had 14 points. But Jeffersonville really slowed down Ben Davis and prevented them from getting downhill. Again, Ben Davis put on a clinic in how they played against Center Grove in the first game this morning, winning 75-49. Ben Davis could never find that offensive rhythm because of what Jeffersonville did so well. But again, Ben Davis just, they've got that belief right now, and they've got that tournament history that will tell them, you'll find a way to win the game. And that's exactly what happened in the final 60 seconds of the contest.
All right, so who makes the eventual game winner?
Well, the game winner was a steal by KJ Windham then a foul, which fouled Trey Singleton out of the game to prevent what would have been the go-ahead layup and make the Northwestern-bound senior at least make one or two from the line, which is what he did. Mm-hmm. He made one of two. Again, Mark Zachary had the block on the Elijah Cheeks three, but a young man that deserves some commendation is Justin Harrington. He is a senior off the bench who had not taken a shot until the final 90 seconds of the game.
Wow.
Bob, he makes two threes in the final minute to help Ben Davis come from six down to eventually win this game by a single solitary point.
That's why we March Madness. Greg Rakestraw, the best at what he does on the call of Ben Davis's win over Jeffersonville in the Newcastle semi-state. Greg, be safe. Thanks for the call.
You got it, Bob.